Oregon steps into the medical marijuana dispensary business next year. This year's regular legislative session produced a law allowing the dispensaries. But the law itself is just one step in a process. There's work to be done yet at both the state and local levels. Rules are being written for the dispensaries in Salem, and local planning departments are working to figure out what they'll do about locating dispensaries. The Medford City Council decided recently just to ban them all. There's still some question about the legality of that. We'll get into that further down the discussion. But first, let's hear about rulemaking at the state and preparing local planning and zoning codes for medical pot stores. Kelly Madding is Jackson County's Development Services Director. We used to call this the Planning Director. Kelly, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. And with us as well is Peter Buckley, state representative from Ashland and one of the supporters of medical marijuana dispensaries. Welcome, Representative Buckley.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
So, Peter, let's start with you. Why dispensaries? What was the perceived need here?
The need is safe access. When the voters enacted the medical marijuana program for the state, there were many undefined parts of the law, and part of the most problematic part of the law that's come forward is the fact that someone who is on the medical marijuana program takes someone who is a senior who is suffering from chemotherapy treatment and would like to try to use medical marijuana to balance that. How do they access medical marijuana? And I've had calls from folks who've said, you know, where do I get my medical marijuana? And, you know, I can't very well say, well, head down to the plaza in Ashland and see who you can find, etc. The idea behind the dispensary bill is let's address this part of it, provide a place for safe access, hopefully to cut down on some of the abuses on the program, have a professional facility that is regulated, a clean, well-lighted, regulated place that people can go to ensure they're receiving medical marijuana that's free of pesticide, free of mold, is actually what they were hoping to get when they joined the program.
Well, certainly, with California's experience with medical marijuana dispensaries, there's a model to follow or not. So, what did you do in writing the bill? I assume you were one of the people who drafted this to try to make things either different or better than what you saw happening in California.
Well, one of the major things we did is allow for a rulemaking process that would include law enforcement, people like Kelly, who are county planners. People from cities, people from the healthcare world, to actually work on what the regulation should be to have facilities run in a professional and safe manner.
So, Kelly Madding, as the Development Services Director for Jackson County, is this something of a blank slate, or is there some fairly well-defined slots into which you can write codes and zoning laws about the dispensaries?
Well, you know, this definition, this term medical marijuana dispensary, of course, isn't in any of our codes. It's probably not in anyone's code in the state of Oregon because it's brand new. So there'll be some possibly, you know, writing of new code or trying to fit this in to cities and counties' existing codes. For example, Jackson County, in our code, we have the term drugstore, which I think is synonymous with the pharmacy. Those can be located in general commercial districts. Now, this may very well be defined or fit into that drugstore slot. I don't know. We would have to go through a process to determine that. If it was, then there are areas within Jackson County that a drugstore or pharmacy can go. Those are general commercial areas. We have those areas in White City and some rural service districts, which are like little commercial nodes in the Applegate, Rouche, and Sam's Valley. And that's pretty much the extent of where that those kind of commercial retail activities are allowed in Jackson County. They're not allowed on agricultural land or exclusive farm use land, even though the bill says that they can go on that land in Jackson County. Those kind of uses aren't allowed.
All right. So just to make sure we all understand here, Jackson County does not control the municipality. So the city of Medford, city of Ashland, et cetera, those deal with their own stuff. You're just dealing with the unincorporated land, which would be White City and everything else outside city boundaries.
That's right. Thank you for making that clear. I should have probably done that.
So but that is the point, though, is that White City is the major urban area outside of any city boundaries. It is not incorporated, although it is called White City, obviously. So is this the most logical place, do you think, that we'd end up seeing marijuana dispensaries in Jackson County based on what we know now?
Like I said, if these dispensaries are become synonymous through a process with drugstore, then yes, I guess that is where they might be located.
So, Peter Buckley, there is a committee, I understand, that is working on the rulemaking, and you're part of that committee. In fact, I understand you meet tomorrow. So what? How far down the road are you, and how much of this is going to be handled by the state, and then how much will be handled by local planning departments like Kelly's?
Well, and Kelly's part of a subcommittee in this process, and we're leaning on her advice on how to make this work on the county level. We've had one major meeting of the full committee. There's 18 people on the committee, I believe, something like that. It's hard to get everyone together to focus. So different subcommittees have broken off from the full committee to handle different issues. We're on a timeline to be done with our work by February, so the Oregon Health Authority can start accepting applications on March 1st. That's our goal, to have it done. We have a meeting this Friday with another meeting in mid-November. I'm sure we'll meet in December and in January as well.
All right. So the Oregon Health Authority then ends up in charge of this in the sense of giving out the permits?
Correct. They will be the entity. When someone applies, there are requirements in terms of a legal background check on a owner of a facility, a person running a facility, and there will be an application process to make sure that they are legitimate. They will be then given the authority to open a facility.
We're talking about locating medical marijuana dispensaries in Oregon under the new law. Peter Buckley is a state representative from Ashland who helped write it. Kelly Madding is Jackson County's chief planner as development services director. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. Ray in Grants Pass, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
I had a couple of questions and a comment. You know, this passed in 1998 by the voters and was only supposed to have 500 to 700 patients. And then in 2005, and they could only possess an ounce of marijuana. In 2005, the legislators took it upon themselves to increase that to a pound and a half and actually allow growers for these elderly people who supposedly can't get their marijuana. And that was supposed to solve that problem. What it did was it made a whole series of laws that they could hide behind to sell large amounts of marijuana all across the United States. So now, without voter input, the legislators have decided to push this on us when it was voted down by the voters. So how does Mr. Buckley justify the fact that the voters didn't want this and the legislature did it? On the second part of that question and comment is, when we have this issue that comes up about controlling the abuses of the medical marijuana system, why aren't they going after the growers who are growing massive amounts of marijuana and getting rid of it into other states and selling it? And in that way, you can go after the criminal activity, especially since now everybody can just go to a drugstore.
All right, so a little legislative history and criminal activity. Peter Buckley, you're up. Ray, thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks for the question. The dispensary measure that was on the ballot that was turned down was a very flawed measure. It did not set up a process for creating the regulations around dispensaries that would include law enforcement, that would include city and county, it would include healthcare folks. The need did not change. The need to safe access did not change. If we're going to have a medical marijuana program in the state of Oregon, I think it needs to be handled responsibly and done responsibly. The expansion of the program has happened in a way that I don't think was envisioned when it was first passed. I am very much against the black market. I think anybody who violates the strict requirements around the medical marijuana program should be prosecuted. The folks who ship stuff out of state, I've said consistently that greed is going to damage the medical marijuana program. It consistently does, and I encourage the prosecution of people that ship marijuana outside the state. Ultimately, I believe we need to legalize marijuana. I think the majority of Oregonians, when given a choice to do so, that in a valid way, similar to Washington, Colorado's efforts recently, I believe will make that choice. The previous effort was not a well-conceived one, though I did support it because it was a way to step forward on the legalization issue. We need to get it done, and we need to change this from being a kind of a prohibition where we spend so much time and resources fighting something that people obviously want to have.
Kelly Madding, the role for you is obviously quite a bit different from that of State Representative Peter Buckley. You just have to implement the laws, but it must be something of a headache for somebody in a planning position like yourself to try to deal with something where there's so much emotion attached, although I can't say it's something that never happens in the planning business.
Right. That seems fairly common, actually, lately especially. You know, I take my direction from the Board of Commissioners. I have briefed them on this bill and the rules that we're working on around land use and local control. And I think the board has provided me direction that that we are striving for that local control to be able to determine where these will be allowed and how and the process by which they will be allowed.
So when you talked about drugstores being a possible template here, are there bars and liquor stores would placement be sort of similar to those as well? Is there a model there that could be followed for marijuana dispensaries?
I think my experience with the rulemaking committee was this subcommittee has been that dispensaries really want to be seen like any other business. And it's funny to talk with them about what it looks like to go through a land use process for a regular business. And they were a little bit astonished about that process. But the process would be very similar to that of a florist or another retail establishment. The controls that are unique to dispensaries are kind of state controls, you know, security systems, those kinds of things that OHA is going to be reviewing and checking for. But, you know, a dispensary would be a retail establishment needing parking spaces, needing landscaping, just like any other business. But like I said, the goal is that they move into the local land use system and that they're allowed to do that and not preempted by state law.
Why would they be astonished, though, potential dispensary operators, by what they would have to go through just to set up a business?
You know, I think that I think lots of people are astonished by what they have to go through to, you know, set up a business in Oregon with Oregon State land use, honestly. There are requirements, and those requirements are applied across the board to everyone. So I think while they were thinking about becoming these businesses, they didn't realize, oh, you know, there are timelines. Oh, you know, you have to fill out an application. Oh, there's a fee. Oh, there's a time that by which staff reviews that application and a decision is rendered. Oh, that decision can be appealed to the Land Use Board of Appeals or to a local hearings officer. So, I mean, I think they just weren't aware of the land use piece. And it was good to talk with them about that. And they seemed open to rules that would require them to go through that land use piece prior to OHA or the Oregon Health Authority reviewing their registration application.
We're talking about medical marijuana dispensaries in Oregon. They are coming next year with the passage of a state law this year. Rules are being written right now at both the state and local levels. Kelly Madding is the Jackson County Development Services Director. Peter Buckley is a state representative from Ashland and one of the authors of the bill. You can join us on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or 541-552-6782 or by email jx@jeffnet.org. Here is Steve in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Howdy. I was one of those annoying petitioners back in 98 when we got this on the ballot. And I read the whole law from beginning to end. And from its inception, somebody that had a medical marijuana card could grow his own pot, dispense with dispensaries. And I was wondering if that's still there under the law. Secondly, are these dispensaries going to be a for-profit operation, which we do not have right now because the original law says if you have somebody else delivering this stuff to you, they cannot accept money. It's got to be free straight up. And that's my question.
All right. Thanks for that, Steve. Appreciate it. Peter Buckley, want to take that on?
Yeah, great questions. First of all, no, it does not change the ability for a medical marijuana cardholder to grow their own marijuana. That's still part of the law, still available to people who wish to go that route. And it's not dispensaries will not be for-profit. They will be allowed to pay the wages of the people that work at the dispensary, but they're not going to be allowed to take a profit from the operation. And for the first time, they'll actually have to have a bookkeeping requirement. They'll have to be able to show the marijuana that's passing through their facility, the quantity of it, where it comes from, They'll have to be able to trace what their expenses are in a way that's much more comprehensive than we currently have. One of the complaints has been consistently from law enforcement that any sort of operations through the medical marijuana program have been used to launder money. We want to make sure that doesn't happen with dispensaries.
Peter Buckley, how big a bill did this end up being? I mean, everybody loves to talk about Obamacare, the 2,100-page bill. So what happened? I mean, how carefully did you have to write this to think about all the potential loopholes?
Well, I think part of the reason, Jeff, as I mentioned before, it's not actually a long bill. We actually set this up with a structure and then passed on to this Rules Committee process saying we will convene the Rules Committee process to flesh out how it's going to work with land use laws, how it's going to work with the existing program. Because to try to do that in the statute itself, in a sense, would tie the hands of people on the front lines in their ability to create a system that's actually workable.
So, Kelly Madding, you're on one of the subcommittees of the committee, is that right? Which subcommittee?
It's called the Local Government Subcommittee.
Oh, well, okay. That seems like a logical place to put
yeah.
you. And so how comprehensive has the work been thus far?
You know, our group has met just once, and we have just focused on land use. There was a little bit of talk about business licenses, local business licenses, but the Department of Justice attorney informed us that the state OHA doesn't have the ability to require a local business license of a registration applicant because the bill just says that they have to register with the state Secretary of State. So we didn't really talk about business licenses. We mainly focused on land use, and we actually talked for about 3 hours. I couldn't believe it. It was a very long meeting, and lots of questions were asked, and we're kind of going to get some information out to people and kind of exchange some information and then get back together prior to this next meeting in, I think, mid-November.
Does the timeline feel workable that you could have everything in place ready to go by March 1st?
I think for our subcommittee, yes, the timeline is very short because actually the rules have to be done by mid-December. And but I think we can do it from our piece. I'm not guaranteeing what the full rule committee can do, but I think our piece, we can get it there.
All right. Peter Buckley, how about the larger committee?
It's a challenge. It really is. It's good. Again, just from this conversation, see how many different aspects there are to it. And it's we're going to be pushed hard. The positive thing is that we have good staff people that can take what the committee discusses, and I think that tomorrow's meeting is scheduled to go for 4 hours, can take that discussion to get it into the rules format and keep pushing us to get this done. It will be a challenge, but we have to get it done, so we will.
So Kelly Madding mentioned the business license thing, and we have just grazed the whole topic with Medford. We did try to get somebody from the Medford City Council on to talk to us about the fact that the City Council decided not to allow any medical marijuana dispensaries in town, and that produced a fairly quick response from you this week, Peter Buckley. What happened?
Well, the Medford decision was basically saying that because there's a federal law that makes marijuana illegal, mm-hmm. they were going to do their best to keep facilities out of the city of Medford. And my response back was to ask them to please wait to see what exactly they're trying to ban before they ban it, to actually see what these facilities are going to be. Again, there are conflicts between state and federal law on this, and now apparently with Medford there'll be a conflict between city and state law on this as well, which all need to get resolved. But I'm trying to keep the focus on safe access to medical marijuana as the key thing to keep focusing on and trying to make progress, trying to make sure that the medical marijuana program doesn't disrupt neighborhoods, that we actually professionalize it if we can. I did ask a legislative counsel, we have a staff of attorneys that work with the legislature, for their view on whether a city could just do an outright ban or not. Legislative counsel believes they can't. That the policy has been set in the state, that the state will develop safe access for this program, and the facilities are the vehicle to do so. So, you know, again, if there's a desire to go to court and use time and resources that way, that's a choice to be made. But my encouragement is to use time and resources to actually set up a system that works for all sides, that works for medical marijuana patients, but also works for communities.
So wait and see what could actually happen instead of just banning it out right now.
That would be my encouragement.
All right. And again, we did try to get somebody from Medford City Council, sent several phone calls yesterday, and they were not able to deliver anybody to us. Two questions for Kelly Matting as the head of development services in Jackson County. Is there any talk of limiting numbers, like there would be a cap within the county or within just White City, for example, on the number of marijuana dispensaries?
You know, we haven't gotten that far, but I mean, I think the way the bill is written, they can't be less than 1,000 feet from one another. They can't be less than 1,000 feet from a school. So I think, in one sense, that that distance limitation will limit the number of them. But we haven't gotten that far at all. I mean, I think we're still in that preliminary discussion of making sure that we have local control so we can maybe make some of those decisions.
And the other question is, since you mentioned taking input from the Jackson County commissioners, is the Jackson County Sheriff providing any input? He's been quite vocal in his dislike or enforcement of marijuana laws.
You know, he may have spoken to the commissioners or presented to the commissioners.
But not directly to the planning department? Development department.
No, not to the development services department directly.
All right. And Peter Buckley, we have a question here from Stephen. No town given. He says, since cannabis is estimated to cost 50% less now in Washington state because of its legalization law there, will dispensary operators be able to import from Washington?
No. We can't import from another state. There's discussion going on, though, about is it possible if you have dispensaries in Hood River or dispensaries in Portland, could dispensaries possibly import from Southern Oregon, since we tend to be an area that produces a good deal of marijuana. And so discussions are underway to how that might happen, so a dispensary could in Portland could access marijuana from Josephine or Jackson County.
All right, medical marijuana dispensaries on the way in Oregon. Kelly Matting is Jackson County Development Services Director. Peter Buckley, State Representative, thank you both for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeffrey.